每一个女生都会拥有自己心爱的八音盒，旋转、起舞，然后成长。Jasmine 口语八音盒，陪你在口语的世界舞动自己。可可的朋友，大家好，欢迎来到 Jasmine 口语八音盒。在汉语中有很多含有麻的词语，比如川菜的麻辣，有人说话很肉麻，遇到危险或紧急的情况会吓得头皮发麻，保持一个姿势时间长了会手脚发麻等等。这里都使用同一个麻字，但是在英语里却有不同的说法，所谓此麻非彼麻也。那么这些麻都该怎么说呢？下面就为您一一道来。 Number one, spicy, 麻辣。比如麻辣，美国人会说 It's too spicy, my lips went numb. It's so spicy, my lips went numb. 这东西又麻又辣，我的嘴唇都麻了。Very spicy food doesn't suit my stomach. It makes me feel ill. Very spicy food doesn't suit my stomach. It makes me feel ill.
太麻辣的东西，我吃了胃不舒服。
Whenever the weather is cold, my friends invite me to have spicy hot pot together. Whenever the weather is cold, my friend invites me to have spicy hot pot together.
只要天气一冷，我朋友就会找我去吃麻辣火锅。这里火锅就是用 hot pot, hot pot.
Number two, 肉麻。
如果说这个人说话特别肉麻，则可以说是
What he says is so corny. What he says is so corny. I've just read some customers' feedback of the book is disgusting. I've just read some customer feedback of the book is disgusting.
我才看了一本书的顾客反馈，太肉麻了。
Number three,
吓得发麻。如果说一个人吓得头皮发麻，我们可以说
The horror movie was so scary, it made his hair stand on end.The horror movie was so scary, it made his hair stand on end.
这电影特别吓人，吓得他头皮发麻。此外，我们也可以用 terrible, horrible 等词来形容非常震惊、惊吓的意思。
Number four,
手脚麻木。手麻了，应该如何说呢？你是不是会翻译成 My hands go numb? 其实不然，在这里手麻的麻应该是 To go asleep. To go asleep. 例如
The young mother has been holding the baby for so long that her arm went asleep. The young mother has been holding the baby for so long that her arm went asleep.
这个年轻的妈妈抱她的孩子抱得太久了，胳膊都麻了，所以用 went sleep 来形容手麻木。一个小小的麻字在英语里可以有如此多的说法，我们在与他人交流时也要格外注意。当你想表达麻的时候，一定要先想清楚到底应该使用哪个麻。 OK, 今天的节目就到这里了。我们坚信说好英语口语不是难事儿。
Practice makes perfect.
这里是 Jasmine 口语八音盒，我是 Jasmine。感谢大家收听此次节目，下期节目我们再见。